From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 30th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that a developer hoping to build a mobile park on the Mountain View Estates parcel in Coxsackie is threatening to file a lawsuit against the village if he is denied a hearing on the project. Discussions over the fate of the site located near Lafayette Avenue and Van Dyke Street have been taking place for approximately 10 years, according to UMH Properties Incorporated developer Sam Landy. A hearing on the previous plan, which proposed the creation of a modular home park with more than 250 sites, never happened, Landy said. The new plan calls for a mobile home park with 161 units and is in full compliance with the village law, he said. Landy said if the village does not set a hearing on the project in a timely fashion, he will sue. Mayor Mark Evans released a statement saying the plan has changed substantially from the original and the village needs time to review it. Evans said a primary concern is the Department of Environmental Conservation's sewer moratorium imposed on the village. He said, and I quote, "No new hookups are allowed into the sewer system unless on an emergency basis or mitigation is performed to allow capacity," end quote. That is a story that you can find in today's Daily Mail. Now here's a report from Mike Clifford of the Public News Service on Monday's Environmental Protection Agency decision by the U.S. Supreme Court.
The U.S. Supreme Court told the Environmental Protection Agency to reconsider tougher standards on coal-fired power plants based on their cost to the industry. Richard Rivez directs the Institute for Policy Integrity at the NYU School of Law. He says the EPA already took most of these factors into account. The only issue is whether they should have considered them earlier in the process.
It means in New York the same as it means elsewhere in the country. I don't think that the Supreme Court's decision is going to have much impact on the ultimate fate of coal-fired power plants. We'll continue to shift away from them.
The High Court ruled 5-4 that the EPA must include the cost of compliance before deciding whether a ruling is appropriate and necessary. Jim Pugh with the law firm Earth Justice says the EPA is up against a well-financed campaign from companies that don't want to pay to clean up from their pollution.
Everyone has known literally for decades that power plants are the worst toxic emitters. And the industry has been fighting tooth and nail against controlling its pollution very successfully for years. Even if they succeed in nothing but delaying these controls, they save a lot of money.
The NAACP identified 4 coal plants that have disproportionate negative health effects on New Yorkers of color. Advocates say this latest ruling should not impact efforts to address those concerns. The EPA says the benefits of cleaner air could reach $90 billion per year. Mike Clifford, New York News Connection.
The Daily Freeman is reporting that Riverkeeper is calling on New York State leaders to reinvest in clear water. The Environmental Protection Group on Monday, June the 29th, issued its annual report, which found water quality was improved dramatically since the passage of the state's Pure Water Bond Act 50 years ago. However, the group said water quality improvements are needed in areas used by the public for recreation, particularly in the tributaries and the cities. Riverkeeper said that as measured against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's recommended guidelines for safe swimming, 23% of the Hudson River's estuary sample failed, 72% of the Hudson tributary samples failed, and 48% of New York City area water access point sample failed. Dan Shapley, Riverkeeper's water quality program manager, said in a prepared statement that the group is challenging state elected officials to reinvest in the clean water infrastructure and the enforcement of environmental laws. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Hudson City School District Board of Education has lost its third president to resignation in less than 3 years. Hudson resident Peter Rice submitted his notice to quit to Superintendent Maria Suttmeyer. He has served as president for less than 10 months. At a board meeting on Monday, June the 22nd, Suttmeyer said Rice indicated his decision to leave was based on personal reasons. In the letter, Rice thanked Suttmeyer and the board for the time he has served. However, until Rice submits his resignation to the board itself, he remains officially the board president, Suttmeyer said. He was not present for the June 22nd meeting. Rice has served on the board for 6 years and was elected president in September of 2014 following the resignation of his predecessor, Kelly Frank. Frank succeeded Peter Maranti, who relinquished his seat in April 2013. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And in our final story, on Monday, June the 29th, the State Department of Environmental Conservation officially prohibited high-volume hydraulic fracturing in New York by issuing its formal finding statement. This brings the state's 7-year review of the process to completion. DEC Commissioner Joe Martine said, and I quote, "After years of exhaustive research and examination of the science and facts, prohibiting high-volume hydraulic fracturing is the only reasonable alternative," end quote. The DEC concluded there is no workable alternatives that would diminish the harmful impact on the environment and address the risk to the public health from this process. The finding statement is the culmination of a comprehensive review of the hydrofracking process. The statement details impacts to water and air resources, ecosystems and wildlife, community character and public health. The full statement can be accessed online at www.dec.ny.gov. And now for today's weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for East Central New York, including Greene, Columbia, Dutchess, Ulster, and Albany counties for today, Tuesday, June the 30th, and Wednesday, July the 1st. Non-severe thunderstorms are expected across much of the region ahead of a warm front from Tuesday afternoon into the evening. More thunderstorms are expected ahead of a cold front on Wednesday. Some of those storms may be strong with gusty winds and hail. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and noon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. Patchy fog between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. The chance of precipitation for today is 30%. For Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly before midnight. It will be cloudy with a low around 63 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Tuesday night is 60%. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Wednesday, there will be showers and thunderstorms likely before 5 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., then a chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 60 degrees. On Thursday, a slight chance of thunderstorms before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 5:22 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m., the length of the day, 15 hours and 13 minutes, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 30th day of June, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.